inner hall of life.
Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, feminist hoe living in New York City.
And me, Rodecca, one fat, black,
Sam-sexual. You love
Sam
me?
Sam-sexual.
She loves me.
I do, sometimes.
Yeah.
Pansexual, whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her right here.
Mm-hmm.
Should I act like I have one, but no. Hi, it's Akua. I'm the third person here. I will come back and I will be a person. I promise you guys.
After our break, huh?
After our break.
So this is a very good podcast.
We like to think so.
This is the last episode we're doing for 4 weeks. So if you see us not updating in 4 weeks, it's because we're taking a little break. But this is the last episode we're doing so because we wanted to give you guys some insight on what the fuck is going on before we leave you. Because honestly, we would have just left you.
Honestly, we thought about it.
That was about to be what the case
some
was.
Some random person was like, just maybe.
We all love to ghost on a nigga.
Slide back when it gets a little colder. Hey, stranger.
It's cuffing season.
Exactly. We back.
Not partying no more. We can do podcast episodes.
Hey, big head.
Deadass, yeah. So usually we have two types of episodes on this here show. We have group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes like this one, we all come together and talk about sexual current events in either the world, our lives, or your lives, or all three sometimes. This episode is a group episode, so it's kind of chill. We're just going to talk about how our summer has been, where our summer is going, and things we're looking forward to coming back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if you're a new listener to the show and you want to listen to those interview episodes that I talked about, go back because there's like 120 episodes. And I know you probably haven't heard them all. So go back. And also you can listen to them twice. There's a lot of content. Also, there's video content coming soon. So good. This episode, we're going to do like our little fuck you and talk about our lives. Before we get into that, we're going to have a couple of short segments. They are as follows.
Bae of the week.
We talk about people who we find attractive.
Ho of the week.
Where we shout out you guys, the homies, listeners, and the fans.
Self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you some advice on how to take care of yourself.
And pay a ho.
Which is where we beg for the money that, you know, after this week, do we need it?
Not
yet.
We always need it. Never act like.
This is a capitalistic society.
Yes.
And you need a paycheck every week. So we're going to still ask you for money. But thanks for coming to our event.
And if you would like to follow along with this conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
If you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, we would love to do so. So please to book us, send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
And now to get into the first segment.
Bae of the week. Whom is your bae?
So the bae of the week is the folks over at Sis We Eatin.
Yeah.
Samantha was invited to be one of their panelists for the event they just had.
So this event was called Sis We Eatin, a seat at the table, and the specific it was like a mingle session and then a panel session and then kind of another mingle session. So it's primarily a web series by a very lovely person named Tasia Morgan and several of her friends who help run it with her, kind of like how you guys help run this with me and have become a part of it. So I think that was really beautiful. So Tasia's best friend, Janelle, who we went to middle school with, reached out to me and said, I think you'd be good for this panel. And I was very excited and humbled to be asked. So it was like a panel of 9 other people, and specifically we were there to talk about how we define ourselves or don't define ourselves in the world as black men, women, and in between. And I thought it was a pretty good discussion. It was like 9 people and I was just like, fuck niggas ain't shit.
Talking about shit as always, and I was in the back like, yeah,
I can see you now.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally hyping everywhere.
So one point where I answered a question, somebody was like, Sam is a savage.
I said, yeah.
I don't even know who said that.
Somebody in the crowd was just like, oh my God, who is that woman out there?
I don't know why.
Maybe I should shut the fuck up for a little bit. And towards the second half, I kind of did shut the fuck up because I was like, I'm taking up too much space.
No.
I said, take up your space.
Take it up.
Yeah, but no, it was good. And there's so much smart stuff. Like, it was one panelist who works at Fox News and is a gay black man. I felt like he was saying such good stuff. There's another panelist. She was a production coordinator and works at like a pride organization. She was saying some really great stuff. All around, everybody was good. We met Sabla's best friend from middle school, who was like, oh, I'm Sabla's best friend. But I was like, nah, I'm actually Sabla's. I'm actually Sabla's best friend, but you can be Sabla's second best friend. But no, that was really, really good. And shout out to the person who moderated the panel, Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, she was a very good moderator. Yes, yes. That's that was rare. Good. Yeah. I can't wait to just go to the next one. I don't want to talk my shit on the next one. I just want to watch. Yeah.
And then my bae of the week out of that was a certain panelist on the panel. He has a girlfriend, so you know I'm gonna shoot my shot on my platform, you know, where it's safe and his girlfriend won't come drag me. But he was fine.
Maybe
was
they're fine. Down with the threesome.
You never know.
I don't know.
I think that every man on that panel actually had a something. Yeah.
At a someone. I was like, oh, so y'all just want to be fine and taken. Okay.
That was a relationship-y ass panel. And that's why my angry ass was up.
Why I gotta be single?
Fuck shit up. Fuck shit up and lose.
Heard fuck y'all was up. Comfortable up here. Let me sit my ass down. Give y'all something to talk about.
Yeah, I got a little buck on one of the panelists and then Tassi was like, does everybody feel like this is a safe space still? I was like, damn.
Damn.
Making it unsafe.
Exactly. You had to be moderated. Damn.
My bad. My bad.
It was good.
Yeah, check them out, sis. Weed. Yeah. Good stuff.
Next up.
Hoe of the week.
Woo!
You have so many people to shout out.
We have. Yes.
First and foremost, everyone who bought a ticket to Inner Hoe Uprising all day and all night.
If you were not there.
That was a fucking successful ass event, son. That was good.
No gassing, no like. That was actually good. We're not type of gassing people. We're going to tell you what it is. Yeah. If you were not there, you fucked up.
You did.
Seriously.
It was a good ass time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things where everywhere you turn, there was some crazy shit happening. Good crazy shit.
No,
it was
just mostly like, good crazy
yeah,
shit.
Mostly.
Shout out to the homie who passed out. Yo. I want to give him a special shout out.
Because that did happen.
Yeah, but he's okay now.
Yes.
So if you saw somebody passed out.
He's fine.
He's okay now.
There's your update special, for the post-party.
Special shout out to him because he loves the show and that's why he was just like, I'm going to go crazy because I love this. But also shout out to his friend who held him she held him down.
Yeah.
She was just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what this
nigga is.
Genuinely
not concerned.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, a person passed out at our party. So like, I'm not
but also like Akua got flogged. I had my nipple electrocuted. Yeah. Like somebody almost got lit on fire.
That almost happened.
We had tarot readings. We had the whole entire history of waist beating.
I like, ate a taco. I mean,
there was a lot of food. There was great food. Akua cooked food. Akua was serving food with her titty out.
Yep,
she didn't even know her titty was out.
Oh my God.
The pictures later revealed that Akua's titty was out. Niggas was twerking. There was a twerk contest.
We was giving out vibrators.
We gave away vibrators.
Like, we gave away lube.
Like, it was just like condoms.
Anything exactly. that you could think about, all the things that you like about the show were happening in real time. Like, we were throwing dildos at people at that
moment.
We had
a black mistress with white slaves, and I was like, so your slaves are white. Is there a race split? Like,
she
we kind of became the podcast. Yeah.
It was, you know, it was like every answer, every question was answered that day. And you guys were not there. And if you were, we want to say
thank you.
And then some people who didn't even show up but still bought tickets.
Which we love.
Or like PayPal'd or Cash App later.
Y'all are amazing.
You rock.
We appreciate the support.
So the second order of business is to shout out who everyone who helped out to throw the event. So in throwing this event, we offered our podcast friends to come in and come for free, first of all, but also to like put stuff in our swag bags in exchange for like promoting the event and stuff. And we had people who did it, and shout out to them. So Tea with Queen and Day didn't even get a chance to make it because they were in Philly that weekend. And then I think they went to like Janet Jackson's concert in Governor's Island or whatever, but shout out to them. Shout out to the bag ladies who promoted, and Stephanie who came through.
Yeah.
Helped set up, was vending, had that like
amazing.
Pretty smelling shit, is just an amazing person. Like, shout out to bag ladies. Shout out to the Perfect Cast. They came through later, but they were there. Yeah, shout out to We Come From Queens, who literally go to every podcast event, but definitely were at theirs. So thank you to Kadeja and Monique who made it. And then also thank you to all the boys from Enter the Minds, who I think 3 out of 4 of them were there, and it was very nice to have them there. And thank you so much for promoting the event, because they was doing that super heavy and nice.
Nice.
Shout out to all of our sponsors who gave us the free shit to give away.
Yeah. Why are you so
smiling?
Because I saw fuck water and I started smiling. day.
Fuck water will change your life.
It was literally last night. So it's like, it's like, my face is like, yo, yeah, let's talk about these sponsors, man.
So the sponsors that we did have, we had Fuck Water Lube, we had Uber Lube, we had Lilo, which like sells sex toys and stuff like that. And they also make these condoms called Hex condoms, which I used the very night of the party.
Yes. Yes. You can't say we're not this about our shit.
This whole life is a lifestyle. We are true to this. We are true to this.
I used it the morning of the party, actually, to be specific. We had Funky Junk Wipes. We had Emoji Bader. We had Jaywalk Jewels, a very lovely person named Tori, who I met up with and gave like everybody fucking samples of jewelry, which was awesome. We also had a Stephanie who gave out her lavender things,
yes.
Which I burn that shit every goddamn night, son.
Yo.
I need to clear the air after these long ass days.
Like, it smells so good. It's just great.
Yeah. Shout out to Babeland, who vended a Hitachi magic wand, which was awesome. And some other cool stuff. And then also shout out to Victoria, who we met at Poly Dallas, who gave us those Women's Orgasms Matter pins, mm-hmm. which were also in some of the swag bags. If you were at this party and you didn't get a swag bag, we're having another party coming soon, which we're going to announce very shortly, but some of the materials that weren't given away are going to be given away.
We just can't plus be stopped at this point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We just can't. Shit. I mean, yeah, exactly. Who would we be to stop the momentum?
Yeah. We're going to have parties up the wazoo.
That's it.
Up the fucking wazoo. But let's talk about some of the people who did win.
Our prize winners for the pussy licking contest.
Yes,
which
we had a pussy licking contest.
We did,
guys, okay?
And it was quite the spectacle.
That
and
was great.
He took this very seriously.
He
so
did.
Was
he was getting
proud.
Into it. He was getting into it.
His face was, yeah. Anyway. Dash Ketchum. He took photos with the freaking cream in his beard and everything still.
As you should.
You should. Honestly, don't be it was amazing.
Yeah, that was good.
Twerk contest, Gigi.
Shout out to Gigi.
At
she
a
put
real
her foot
G.
In that.
Yo.
She
yes.
Yeah.
She put her ass into put her ass into it. Yeah, sure did.
That was good. And then all the people who participated, like special shout outs also Lonnie and Brielle.
Yes.
The masses were moving.
That was
they put up a good
that
fight.
That was exactly.
Like I was rewatching.
That was a well-deserved second and third place.
I was rewatching the footage. Like maybe we have to redo this. Yeah. We have to call them back.
I was mesmerized.
Next party coming soon. This is the last winner.
And then our winner for the peach game,
which was the cock ring game.
Yes. Bree at Bree_smiley, and also again shout out to Bree and Brielle for prepping the food with us.
Oh, of course, yes.
Some tacos is banging. I'm telling
Brianna
you.
Made the photo wall frame. Thing, mm-hmm. The photo frame. A shout out to Love Story who hosted the event.
Belle, Season, Adesh, Gavin, everybody who was family and friends that came out and still helped us out, and you guys are the best.
Yes. Shout out to my little brother Martisha. He's not his name, but that's what I call him for manning the door the whole time.
Yeah.
And also like getting the eye of the women, which was weird. And then people would be like, that's your little brother? And I'd be like, yeah, the fuck it is. So settle down. The beard doesn't mean anything. Shout out to Angela for taking photos of the event. Shout out to Preach and the entire Cast Sound Lab Network who helped fund the event. Yeah. And reassured us when we were like, this is going to suck.
We were scared. And honestly, we're human. We need to be talked off the ledge a couple of times. And they were definitely there for that. And you guys pulled through for us and made it a great event. So
very sleep deprived month.
Shout out to the person where we said thank you for coming and someone was just like, you're welcome. I was like, that was the ballsiest shit I've ever seen in my life. So shout out to you for just being like, yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't have to be there, bitch. I didn't have
like,
to go. All
right. You
I
know,
came anyway.
Granted, I did say thank you. So, all right.
You are welcome. No, I took it as like a you are welcome, not a you are welcome.
Hey, I don't know. Either way, it's fucking respectable and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Who has personal
Movies
of the week over here being extra.
My hoe of the week is Jeannie, who bought me the first Henny shot of the night as I was getting my nipples flogged. Yes, Jeannie, for turning it up for me. This will be for the people at the party, who knows. I did not need a plan B that night. I came close. I sure did come close, y'all. But the resolve was strong, so I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Thank y'all, though, for, funding my honey that night.
Shout out to Coco Mango Cherry for arriving to the event. She is in the midst of dealing with something very emotionally traumatizing and was like, well, my self-care is going to events and having a good time and came out. And she was trying to, like, front around. And I saw her on Instagram stories and I was like, nigga, I know that's you. So come say hi. Yeah, that was nice. That was good to see her. Anybody else? So we have our new Patreon subscribers. So we have Melania G, Dream R, Gila Singleton, Allison Levine, and Anna Nixon.
Yes. Thank y'all.
And I'm sure there are people that we have forgotten because that was a big event with a lot of moving parts. I mean, shout out to Mistress Thick for doing a demo. Shout out to Jasmine from Wasted Studio for doing a demo and doing Waste Bees. Shout out to Brielle again for doing Henna. Shout out to Siku for doing tarot reading.
Shout out to our DJ, Spinelli. Yes.
Boston Cherry. DJ Rockwell, Preach for that one song. Yeah, put on that one song. Right. And it was lit. It was
lit. If you don't hear an individual shout out, thank you to you.
Yeah.
We can't keep track of everybody, but we really appreciate all of the support.
Yeah. For real. For real.
Come to the next one.
It's going to be turned up. And it could be you that passes out. Yeah. And we will take care of you.
No, yeah.
Because we did. We did not leave until that man was safe and secure.
Yeah,
exactly. On an ambulance.
Because sometimes it gets that real.
Don't be the person to pass out, but be the person who's lit as fuck and you're talking about him the next day. We want you to be that person.
Shout out to the homie who was loving the BDSM.
Yes! Oh my god!
He was always ready to volunteer. He was like, "So me next?" I was like, "Yes."
He was like, "In my experience," she was like, "What?" Like, yeah, that was great.
Like, can you turn up the electricity or whatever? Yeah, that was very cool.
And the girl, the person in the beginning who was getting whipped with the leather and was just like not flinching
in the fucking Harry Potter t-shirt.
Yes. We were all like. People were flinching and they were just like, yo, I eat these like for breakfast. And everybody was just like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're hearing sound bites, this shit was, now that we're talking over it, I'm like, I never thought we would be talking about these things.
That was so fun.
And they would be like normalized, but it was the most normal, chill thing. And everybody was just into it. And it was great.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. And nobody was like sexist or whatever.
No one. Yeah. It was just again, shout out to Love Story for just being a space that can cultivate things like that. And allowing us to be there.
But if someone was being sexist or abusive towards you and we did not peep that, ichewpodcast@gmail.com. I will hunt that nigga down.
Honestly, I will fuck him up
personally.
Yeah, we're not playing these games.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you
and that person will not be allowed at any other events going forward.
We will literally start a banned list, and that's not an issue whatsoever. Yeah. You'll be stopped up at the door.
They're getting this two-piece, and then they're never coming to anything. Like, I'm literally fighting them, so let me know. Joke.
Don't fuck with my niggas.
Yeah. We want to keep the momentum going, and we want to keep that good vibes. So
my self-care tip of the week, long drawn-out backstory or not?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
They want to know. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah. We haven't done this shit in a while. So my long drawn out backstory. Lately, I've been feeling lonely.
Cool enough.
And rejected. And these are
these niggas?
Everyone in every space that I'm in, like even with my own best friends, and I feel like out of the loop. And these are just themes in my life that are like they're just always there. Especially like this just long thread theme of rejection. So lately I've just been feeling lonely and it's like, it's summer. How do you feel lonely? And kind of just trying to navigate and figure that out. And so my self-care tip of the week is to do things alone, even when you feel lonely. And it's a form of exposure therapy in that you are doing what you fear the most. You feel lonely because you don't have a companion to do things with, so then you don't do things and still feel lonely. No, go to that movie, go to that bar, go to that rooftop event, go to that museum event, get up, get dressed, look fly, and go out and learn to enjoy yourself.
Wow.
You know?
You be doing shit by yourself, nigga?
Yo. The thing is, I used to do that. I really used to do that because I've always just kind of been a loner. So people will find it weird that I go to the mall by myself. I go out to, like, IHOP with a book and have, like, breakfast and
read. I love
eating
alone.
Like, but now it's like I just have to do more nighttime things alone. Like, you're bound to meet someone. And if not, you know, enjoy yourself, you know.
I feel that after a long day, like if you're not feeling well, go home, do your makeup or whatever it is that you normally do and go out. And like you're just you could be anybody when you're by yourself. Like I just be anybody.
Abby Carruthers.
Yeah. That's why I bought the purple wig, because I was like, I just want to go out and be like someone else. So
Yesenia?
I did it. Yeah. Yesenia. Anyway, so I'm digging that. That's a good tip.
You guys don't invite
me. I hate you. Because we hate you. I mean, we say this every week, but you don't get it.
Why are you here? Why are you on this show?
I don't know. It's a series of coincidences, and somehow I'm here. So let's go.
Damn, Yesenia. That's fucked up. Well, get great advice by Akua. What's your alter ego, Akua?
Beatrice.
Claire.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. I see it. Especially with the new cut. I don't know why that's Claire.
Claire.
But it is. Okay. Claire, Yesenia, and Abby.
Yay. Yay.
That's who we are for the next
it's
4 weeks.
It's funny because my name is Exotic and Rebecca is so reckless. So I appreciate it.
It's literally
it.
Becky. Yes. If you see us in the street, nigga, you don't know us.
You don't.
But if you would like to pay us, you can do so by going to innerhouseuprising.com and clicking the tab Pay a Ho Once or Pay a Ho Monthly. Pay a Ho Once will take you to our PayPal, which is paypal.me/innerho. Pay a Ho Monthly will take you to our Patreon, so you can support a ho on a monthly basis by subscribing to us on Patreon, and you can receive perks while you're doing it. One of those perks was getting, like, free tickets
literally
to the night party and half off tickets to the day party that we just threw, and we are throwing parties and might be delving into live shows, like more consistent live shows in the future. So you definitely want to get on Patreon so you know about those discounts quite early. Once again, this is an easy way to throw some dollars towards the show monthly, because transportation and events are not cheap. And as you can see, every episode is not sponsored. If you're able and you'd be so kind, you can visit our Patreon, which is patreon.com/innerhouseuprising, and donate $2. So for the price of $2, you can get access to private and public innerhouseuprising gatherings, and you can get discounts to those kinds of gatherings, as well as our undying love and affection. And for the price of $5 a month, you get all of that, as well as exclusive behind the scenes video content that we upload to the Patreon page. You can also donate less or more, so anywhere from $1 a month to $1 zillion a month. Anything is greatly appreciated. This is just a more consistent way to pay a ho, pretty much spending what you would for, like, a Netflix subscription or a Apple Music subscription or a Spotify subscription, but once a month, and to pay your favorite hosts. Let's get into it. That's a party on the weekend. That's a party on the weekend. She loves a party on the weekend. All right, so now we're going to get into the segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives.
Fuck me.
So, what our fuck me is going to be about is, as we said before, what our summer's been like and what we have planned for the rest of the summer as it starts to wind down. I'm sad.
I know. My God.
So I have still been abstaining from dick. And even as I try not to, the universe is like, no dick for you, sis. But I may start dating again.
Girl, what?
I feel ready to start dating, which is hilarious.
It's been a while.
Yes, been a while.
Like 4 months?
Longer than I said on my Instagram.
Longer than that. It's fine. You're faking, you're funny.
Actually dating? Not since I got out of this last relationship, but actually dating has been like 2 years.
Damn, nigga.
Like, going on dates, being courted, yeah. And I am ready to do that again.
Yes. Where has this, what's going on?
I feel like I've finally gotten over that last relationship, kind of detached from old attachments, and I'm ready to reattach to someone else or multiple people.
So you're dating
people.
To be in a relationship?
No, I'm dating. And that's why I say I feel like I'm ready, but I'm still trying to navigate this because I'm trying to make sure that this isn't coming from a place of loneliness. I do feel lonely. So I'm still thinking about it, and I say I may feel ready, but I'm not jumping into it. I'm not on nobody's dating app. I'm not really trying to link with people, but I am considering and thinking about it because I also don't want it to be dating to attach to someone else. I don't want it to be dating for companionship and to be motivated by loneliness. Mm-hmm. But a part of me just feels like there was a spontaneity, there was an excitement, there was this connections that I was making with multiple people when I was dating, mm-hmm. when I was in the height of it, that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And a good hotation would be nice to have.
Nice.
A good hotation. And I feel like that's what I'm aiming for, not a relationship, but a hotation. Semi-consistent.
I call it a support system of niggas.
Yes!
A
They'll give you dick, food, and emotional support when work is getting on your nerves.
And that's what I need. Yeah. That is what I need.
It's quite nice.
So apparently, Samantha says I'm queer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think two things have led to that.
What do you think those are?
Oh, in your life? Like, what made you that way? Nigga, I don't know.
No,
your brain.
What are those two things?
The Polly Dallas thing and then today.
What happened to Polly Dallas?
The girl.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
the other girl.
So, I have had a revelation that I am physically, sexually, and romantically attracted to masculine of center people. Like, that is just it. Like, as Samantha says, that makes me gay. And I'm not gay, but queer. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like because this is new and I've not dabbled in it, I feel like I'm taking on a label that's not mine and I'm trying to infiltrate into a community that's not mine. Yeah. As far as I know and have experienced, I am a cisgendered heterosexual ass woman. Mm-hmm. But that is something with this new revelation that I really want to explore. And I feel like I want to be more intentional in dating those people that identify that way, that are interested in me. Yeah. I'm going to figure out how to do that. Nice. I don't know how to do that. So if y'all got tips, if you are a masculine of center person who thinks I'm cute, just slide in the DMs.
Oh, and they will slide. Okay. They will slide.
Something.
I feel like when you are more intentional about like your queerness, the queer people come in. They let you know. I don't know
They're
if it's like
oh, so you fucking with
I don't know if it's the way that you start carrying yourself or whatever, mm-hmm. but like ever since I've like fully accepted like, okay, yeah, I am pansexual, I think like the door has been more open to more people being like, all right, sis, so what the fuck is up? So yeah.
At the panel today, one of the panelists says something about unbecoming yourself to become yourself.
Oh, and yeah. Kind of, that was the person who raps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unlearning yourself to then learn who you are. And I realized like that really resonated with me because my last relationship brought out characteristics of myself that I never thought that I had. Oh, wow. That I am a manipulative ass bitch.
Damn.
Cool. I really lack in communication. I am sneaky. I am mischievous. And I will do it all.
Damn.
Just care whatever my bag is or whatever my attachment is.
You're faking, you're phony.
I'm faking, I'm phony. And those were things I never would have ascribed to myself. So kind of having to learn that about myself and kind of step aside from this scripted, this is who you are that I've made for myself or other people I've made for myself. And I feel like I'm in the process of unbecoming that, all those things that I feel I should be or that I thought I was, and relearning whoever I am now. And apparently I'm queer, you know, so just learning all these.
Did you say a queer?
No, I'm queer. Okay.
I'm one of the queers.
Y'all queer, right?
Girl, here. All right, let me sit down.
So, I'm in this place of unlearning myself to learn myself, and that like really resonated with me. I guess I didn't have the terminology for that because I have to take that therapy next week. I'm like, I'm gonna tell you what this nigga
bitch, I'm trash.
But yeah, that really resonated with me, and I have to see, like, I really have to see where that goes.
Cool, man.
That is a cooler.
Sounds like you're learning and growing. I like that shit.
Always learning and growing.
Should I go?
Yeah.
There were like 7 people that I have fucked, dated, or been romantically involved with or plan to be romantically involved with at that party.
Goals.
Nice.
Am I a hoe or what?
Goals.
But it's like I really reveled in that shit. Like what I said before, like I think I was like, this is the birth of my pussy or something like that, or you were all attached to me.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm that nigga. And it also, like, because, like, I do date masculine people, and I think a big part of masculinity is that masculine people are the people who kind of correlate this rotation of people or whatever, and that's okay because none of the women or feminine people that they're with are ever going to say anything to each other. But that was me in that instance. And it's just, like, on the panel today, like, the moderator, for example, she said something like, she said, niggas ain't shit. And then her friend was like, well, you're the most nigga out of all of us. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, yeah, I'm a fucking nigga. And like, I've always had masculine qualities about me. And I think when I was younger, especially, that was like on full display. Like, I would answer the phone. Like, even the voice that I speak in now is not really the voice that I actually speak with. Like, I speak at, I would say, like, 3 octaves lower normally. But I, like, code switch to be a girl in girly situations. And when I was younger, it was like, yo, you have a brother? Like, why is he answering the phone like that? But it was actually me answering the phone. And, like, just being, like, if I would just be, like, whatever, whatever, and not, like, perked up, my dad would be like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'm just being me. So, like, kind of tapping back into the masculine energy that I have and not being a dickhead about it, because I'm not, like, leading any of these people on. I'm not saying you're my boyfriend or anything like that, or my girlfriend or anything like that. But just being me and chilling, I like that. It's cool. It's been a good summer. I'm dating several people right now, and it's nice. And I'm getting, like, dick from multiple locations. And also, like I said earlier, like, emotional support from multiple locations. Like, capitalism is not fun, and working for a living is not the greatest thing that I think anyone could do with their time. Sometimes days are, like, emotionally taxing. So to just have any given nigga just to listen to you, son, that's nice. And that's nice. That's a good thing that's happening. New Orleans. Did anything interesting happen in New Orleans? I got curved several times.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't even understand.
You got the sauce, man. Like, what you mean? Right?
Well, I didn't have the sauce in New Orleans, and I feel like I was largely uncomfortable there because, I mean, something traumatic did happen to me, like, 3 years before that, so I was already just, like, kind of apprehensive about the trip in general. And then also, I like to plan the fuck out of a trip because I was so busy doing this show and work, I didn't get to plan it like I wanted to. And I feel like responsible for it not being as good as it could have been, because I think if we were a little bit more regulated on a schedule, it would have been better. So the whole time I was like feeling very, I don't love this. So I was also like scared to talk to people that I was attracted to. And then when Akua would like go and run to somebody that I was attracted to, the niggas would come and be like, all right, well, you have a good night, ma'am. And I'd be like, damn, like, I think I look good. But I did meet 2 niggas in New Orleans who happened to actually live in Dallas. And then we met up with both of those niggas when we met in Dallas. Yeah. Because there's nice. Like a, there's a very strong connection between New Orleans and Dallas. I don't know why. Other than proximity. Other than the fact that it's close.
Huh.
So maybe they were there because of Essence Fest. I mean, they were trying to get pussy at Essence Fest.
Yeah.
And you get my pussy, but they got my pussy in Dallas. Well, one of them didn't get my pussy. Why didn't he... It seemed like he didn't really.
No effort. Not a single fuck. Yeah.
So we, you know how things close at like 4 a.m. here?
Yeah.
So we were getting to places at like 1, and we got to this really cool place called Deep Ellum. And it was nice, and there was like people of every sort, and they were all really young, and there was like good food in the space, and it seemed like there was good clubs. But we didn't meet up with this guy until about 1:30, and the places were closing, and he was just like, I don't know, he talked to us for like 10 minutes, and he was just like
5 minutes.
He was like, well, y'all be on your merry way. I think if I wasn't just like, yo, I'm trying to fuck right now, he wasn't gonna do, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems like down south men actually do have the manners that people say that they have. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't getting catcalled in New Orleans or anything like that, or Dallas, in the way that we do very much. Like, if we step outside of the studio right now, someone will, did that happen today? The Uber driver, you were just walking in the road and he was honking at you.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's a part of life here. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess that's why he didn't care. But then we met up with that other nice boy who is like a physical trainer or something like that. He had a great ass. He had a great ass. So we met up with him and we went to a bar, and then white people started fighting at the bar. You don't remember that? You don't remember that?
Oh, yes. Those white people did start fighting. We were like, yo.
They really squared the fuck up. That was crazy.
It was funny.
But then once again, there was nothing to do because we didn't meet up with him till 1, because we were going to like the conferences and stuff like that at Poly Dallas, and we were watching those demos. So we didn't leave the hotel until late. And then he was just like, so yeah, like, what are y'all doing for the night? Which is what I expected the other boy to do, but he never did it. And it was just like, I don't know. And he was like, y'all want to come up? And we were like, yeah, because I was like trying to get some dick. So we went into his apartment, and then we were on the elevator with somebody who lived in the building. And me and Akua just realized like 4 was pressed and penthouse was pressed. And I was like, could you imagine if the black nigga is the penthouse nigga and the white nigga is the 4th floor nigga? And the black nigga was the penthouse nigga.
Yes.
And we went the fuck up to his penthouse.
We sure the fuck up.
That's a turn I need in the story. Okay.
Just looked at Samantha. We just linked eyes and I was like,
good dick in Dallas. Yeah. And then Nakua, you fake fell asleep or you real fell asleep? We were watching some bullshit on Netflix. So, I think it was Thor Ragnarok, actually, which isn't bullshit. It's a very good film.
Great movie.
The best Marvel films of all time.
We were sitting at the bar and we were like all engaging him. And at some point I was like, all right, I see Samantha's trying to fuck. Let me step back. So I went mute, was eating some french fries. I disappeared. Like, I have to actually say this.
Oh, no.
I am the best wingman on earth. I deserve a motherfucking award. And all of my friends need to give me one. Because when I say you're going to get this dick, if you tell me you want this dick, you're getting that dick by any means necessary. No matter how uncomfortable I have to make myself. So, yeah, I'm going to discuss this with my friends because y'all done played me.
We should throw you a party of sorts.
The fuck y'all should, yes.
Nah, we should throw you a party of sorts.
But nonetheless, so I just disappeared. I as much into the background as I could, I stepped right back.
Bitch, was you asleep or not? We didn't even know. She just wasn't safe.
She became
the couch.
We went upstairs. He was trying to see if he wanted to come up. I look at Samantha like, you want this dick? She looked at me. I'm like, if you want this dick, like, let's go. I don't have, like, yes, we're going up. Let's go. We get up there. I'm trying to find something to watch. She put something on.
I melted into
the couch. Like, when I say I disappeared, into the couch. Like, cool, I make myself as minimally, like, I'm not here. Don't mind me. I just need to make sure she gets home safe. Don't mind me. I'm not here. I started to fake sleep, which then turned into real sleep. So at this point, I was like, the only way I can act like they will forget that I'm here is if I pretend that I'm sleeping. So I sat on that chair and I pretended to sleep. And then I did fall asleep and I would wake up intermittently because I'm in some strange man's house. I don't know this man.
As you should, because I could have been getting chopped up in the back, bitch. Okay, thank you.
I noticed that, you know, they were on the couch getting cozy, went to sleep, got back up. They were on the balcony. I'm like, all right, Samantha's making our moves. I can go to bed.
So, yeah, he just wasn't going to say nothing. So I was really just like, all right, show me outside, nigga. Like, come on. Like,
you know why I'm here. God.
You know why I'm here.
Yeah. But I guess that's that like Southern gentleman kind of thing. And then also me having to own up to the fact that I know what I want and I should ask for it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, don't be beating around the bush. Exactly. So I was like, show me outside. And then we were looking outside and he was just talking about how rich he was, honestly. He was like, I used to live there and now I live here. And oh man, I can't enjoy home because I work so much. I'm like, nigga, you're rich.
You control the means of your own production. The fuck are you talking about?
Which I can live anywhere I want, you fuckhead. But yeah, so like I motioned to the side or whatever and he saw my men are trash tattoo.
Oh my God.
And he could have took that a different way, but he was just like, ha, I see a tattoo in his fucking Dallas ass accent. And he was like, I'm going to prove that wrong. So of course we moved to the bedroom. It was nice. One round only though, because damn, niggas was really tired. Yeah, I was tired. And he said he had a spider bite on his knee or something like that. It's some down south shit because what? Spiders? I don't know, whatever. And then I was sleeping and then in the middle of the night I woke up like, and like not because like I thought I was in a strange man's house or anything like that, but because I thought I was putting makeup on his pillow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not about to be that hoe.
No.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh shit, I'm sleeping on my side. And then I was like, fuck it, I don't care. And I went back to sleep. And then 10 minutes later, Akua knocked on the door. I was like, bitch, it's time to go. And
Let's
it was.
Let's talk about how I was just being a low-key voyeur. Because I realized that I've been in spaces where Samantha has had sex, but not really been in those spaces. So at some point, I did wake up and I heard her moaning. And I was like, this is a different experience. I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, I should really listen to this. But then another part was like, bitch, go to bed. So I went to bed. But would like just intimately wake up and she's still in the room. I was like, all right, I'm going back to bed. And wake up. I'm like, the fuck are they doing in there that I keep waking up every 30 minutes and this bitch is still in there?
Sleeping, exactly.
And then at some point I woke up and it was 5 a.m. I was like, bitch, I'm not about to do no walk of shame with you.
It was actually time to go. Damn, yeah, that was okay. I wish I bought a cardigan. It was a little bit too ho. That was nice.
That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last pool party that we went to, that was really good. So, like, we met a lot of people at Poly Dallas who are, like, in the lifestyle or whatever, the polyamorous lifestyle. And at the end, one person who, I think she doms people, and does other things. I think she's also like a sex therapist or whatever. She invited several people back to her house. Like, her and her husband are open. And it was nice. Like, a lot of people weren't particularly in our age range, but it was some aunties and uncles who I'd fuck.
Mature people.
Yeah.
But it was so welcoming and inviting.
And there was food, and there was liquor, and there was weed, and there was
sense of community.
Yeah, like, and everybody was nice and joking.
I was
ready to move. Really ready to be in Dallas for the rest of our lives that day. And that was the day of our flight. Like, that was hours before our flight. It was very hard to leave.
It was.
And our flight kept getting delayed back, and I was kind of like, I'm not that mad.
I'm not. I am not.
I do have work tomorrow, but...
will be angry, when I get out the airport at 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's when I'll be angry. But right now, I'm chilling.
I want to stay.
That was really good. Yeah. I really want to go to Sex Down South, but I don't know what's going to happen. But
you're going to see. I'm going to try.
Yeah. That's nice. I'm trying to do a threesome. That's one of my whole goals for... No.
Trying to get Samantha in my bed, y'all. She's playing games.
I don't want to have sex with any of you guys. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Thank you.
No, because you're not my sisters.
All right, bitch.
And you're ugly. And you're also ugly.
Thank you. Just be honest.
Mean same.
What was same to the threesome? I was like, okay. I get what you mean, but
same.
Not the ugly.
You're ugly. Same. I was like, that was so definitive.
This is them just telling me I'm ugly. It's okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Me and you are going to the Dominican Republic
with
a couple of other people in a few weeks. I'm trying to get dick there too.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the source of dick is going to be.
I don't either.
I don't know if it's going to be Dominican dick or resort dick or both. Akua, what do you think?
Say, let's try for both.
Damn. You know, it's like only 4 days. Right?
It's 5 days.
Oh, okay.
It's 5 days. Well, then
four
we can
nights.
Definitely do both. Yeah, four.
two nights to yourself.
I don't want Dominican dick because sometimes they'd be racist against Haitians, and I'm an honorary Haitian,
Son,
so I can't.
The last time I went to DR, right, I told this dude, and I realized that I wasn't supposed to have this conversation. I don't know how I brought it up. I was like, yo, I'm Haitian. And he was like, it was really awkward, and he was like, yeah, like, I have some Haitian housekeepers. They're pretty cool. And I was like, I don't know why you said it like that. I'm going to float away. And that's exactly what I did. DR is also the only place in the world that I've ever blacked out. So I don't know how to feel about that because it brings
something
out of me.
I thought you blacked out in Jamaica.
It was in DR.
Oh.
Jamaica was actually pretty just high, like the most of the time.
Oh, so you're trying to say you smoke a lot of weed?
Okay.
You're racist.
I mean, literally, I met people there and they're like, we're leaving, but we have all of this weed that we're not taking with us.
There's a lot of weed for tourists.
So they just
kind of
passed it over to us and we didn't buy any and it was like huge. So I'm not saying you smoke a lot, but I'm saying there's a lot of weed available. The butler who brought us to the room offered weed. So therefore, I don't know. You make your own decisions. But yeah.
That is funny. Well... The debate is still out on that.
Yeah.
If you want to vote in the comments for this episode or comment
that
on Instagram.
Just kind of like, we just got to see where it goes. I mean,
you know. It's the vibes.
Yeah.
It's the vibes. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be drinking.
But I always say aim high.
Aim high.
What you going to do?
What does high
just
mean?
Get one? Both.
Oh, true.
At the end, you get one?
I was thinking if it's resort dick and it's just like, oh, you know, bros trip to fucking DR. Why would I say it like that? That's not the kind of people I want to fuck.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I hated all of that. I was like, oh, I thought we were talking about different type of people.
I am very definitively speaking about black men or Hispanic men, like black Hispanic men. But if it's like a bros trip to DR, can I get double penetrated? Granted, I don't do anal. So I don't want to get double penetrated. I don't know why I said that. But, like, I don't want to call it a train, but, like, a male-male-female threesome.
That's hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
But you have to be outside. Or Angela.
You have to be that wingman.
I can't get raped in there.
Me and Bryce already talked about this.
About
not you.
Me having a threesome.
We're just like, damn. Like, let me tell you what we talked about.
What do you mean?
So, like, okay. Well, if you know anything about...
Because Bryce has seen me fucked up on two instances now.
Yes, he has. Yes. And, yeah.
Or three?
Three, maybe? He knows the
nice guy.
He knows the podcast I'm on. He knows the environment that I'm around. And he knows... Well,
he doesn't trust me.
My family. No. I mean my family.
They don't trust me?
No. He knows that, like, I'm around
the family.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, like, he knows that, like, I live, like, my hoedom vicariously through you guys. And yeah. he knows that I'm the person to be like, get that dick. And he's just like, I know that's what he knows that. So I'm like, yo, if Dion gets crazy, son, I'm setting niggas up. So just so you know, we were just like laughing about it. And he was like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going to fucking be there. Yeah. I mean, that's part of my job. And like, I love shit like this. I love it. And I'm going
to
be there.
So you cheer me on and I just need Bryce to be like, yo, these niggas.
Yeah.
They put a roofie in your drink, son.
Yeah, like, he would never let anything like that happen. Yeah. But he's also aware that it could happen.
It could.
It could.
Yeah. These are the risks when you fuck cisgender men.
Yeah.
That's DR. Sorry to end it on that
I meant
weird
more
note.
That it could happen just sexually. Not oh, like.
No, that's going to happen. That's guaranteed.
That's what I meant.
I was like, this bitch is...
I was like, wait, why'd you say an end on that? No, I thought it was something positive, but I guess we went on two different paths.
We were on two totally
but stay
paths.
Tuned for that or whatever happens after that.
I have two more points. I'm trying to... Another one of my whole goals for the end of the summer. Oh, I might be arranging a threesome, but there's really not much on that yet. Oh, I said that already. Oh, sorry. And you said with me, and then we said the ugly joke. Never mind. Okay. Yeah, that might happen, or it might not. And then definitely trying to fuck a boy who I used to love in middle school. That's about to happen.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about to happen. So
that's a dream.
Yay. That's cool. Because it makes me feel like I'm cool, even though that's not what it means. Mm-hmm. But it still fulfills a fantasy that I have in my head. Not having sex with him, how we looked in middle school. This is getting weird. Never mind.
it's okay.
I also realized that I am very narcissistic in who I date. So, like, if you are an asshole with a large butt and are like have chubby cheeks and are light skinned, I like you. That's bad, but it's true.
Because it's so true.
Because it's so true.
I'm just checking. Like, I'm just checking it off, and I'm just like, yeah.
All of them are like,
They are all. They all look the same. They all look like Sam.
Yeah, Sam has just been fucking herself the entire time.
The entire time. It's to the point where I just know, like with your baby father. I knew as he was irritating my skin. That he was somehow making Samantha wet in the process.
And that is what
I walked in the first time and I looked over and I was like, oh God, it's over. She spotted him.
I said from that moment, I said, I'm going to have sex with
you
this
were like,
man.
Wait a minute. You didn't mention this.
And it's I over. Asked you, I said, is he sexy?
And I was like,
and you said
I was
no.
Like, nah. You were like, you lied.
You're faking
your
phone.
You lied. He is sexy. He's mine.
He looks like me. Even Rob said it. Rob said that nigga looked like you. I have a problem. I don't know.
It's too real.
I don't know why I'm like this.
I mean, they do say you're subconsciously attracted to people who look like you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yours is just a little more overt than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Samantha has a type, y'all. She has a type.
Niggas just turn his head and it's just Sam's head on a nigga's body. And she's just like, nice. This is exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot, yeah. That's it. And then he's just saying he's hot back. Like, she's hot. And it's just an awkward moment and I want to leave. I want to leave.
Sex with me, so amazing.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's my fuck me. That I want to fuck myself.
Yo, that's hilarious.
The ultimate form of self-love. Oh, man. I also love women who look like me.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
So, I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, one of the sponsors.
This is not a paid endorsement.
It's not. But it could be.
This is a real life testimony.
Easily. This is as... like last night pretty much. So I haven't had sex in a while. Sex was kind of like shitty for a little bit.
It's rough patches.
Yeah, it was like something, I don't know if it was something with my birth control or something like that, where like I've never had a problem where like I was dry in any type of sense, but it just wasn't. There was no moisture whatsoever. And then when I finally did, it was painful. It felt kind of like, and it's gonna sound bad, but it kind of felt like like if you had a nail, like if you had a nail at the end of a dick and it just like scratched you, like it was just, and it was painful. I was just like, a part of me was just like, do I just keep going? But then he was like, no, he was like, hell no. Like he could just tell. I was like, no, like don't do it for me. What the hell is wrong with you? Cause I'm like self-sacrificing sometimes. But so we didn't have sex for a while. Also, it was just like, work is tiring, things like that. And then like I kind of started feeling like, damn, like I'm one of those people who's just like, I'm tired, like I'm not trying to have sex, you know? Yeah. But that happened, and like I stopped. I'm off birth control now because I was just like, is it me, is it the birth control? My period ended and I was like, I'm feeling kind of horny here, you know? So he came over yesterday, Bryce, my boyfriend. He came over and it was just kind of like, nah, I'm into this. And I don't think he believed me because he was just like, are you doing this thing again? And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good, bro. I'm good. So like we started and like the fuck water was on my dresser from the party. I think I'm just used to lube always being the same, which is like this like slimy, yeah, messy shit. And I was like, I'm not gonna reach for that. Yeah. But he wanted to do anal, so like I was like, I'm with it, you know. The anal didn't actually work out because it was very spicy. Sometimes it's just like it hurts and you don't want to do it. So I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. But we used it for like regular sex, and it's like the viscosity is similar to spit.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and it has like a white, it's milky, a white consistency, milky, it looks and like
it's
spit.
It's yeah, like spit, it lasts niggas longer than spit. In the package. Yo, it's just a group of niggas in a room spitting.
Hatui. We got another bottle, boys. Right. Fuck water.
You know, continue. We can sell this. No, but it was like the perfect. It was like a mixture of mimicking spit and just like what would naturally happen. And I was already wet because he's just immaculate at giving head. It's a God given. I'm just like, my God. It's not that. My God. So it was already happening. And then like he was like, do you want to try? I was like, yeah. And then I felt it. And like there was so much that I ended up putting on my butt. And it was just like, oh, we're in a porn, you know, we're just doing it. And like, porno. You know, like in pornos where they like rub the extra lube,
yeah,
on the butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just amazing. And it wasn't like, it was everything. And it was the best orgasm I ever had. We went 3 times throughout the entire day. And I was just like, this is amazing. This is a good time. This is a great time. Yeah. And it didn't dry. And this is so weird because it sounds like it did dry? Not dry. It dried. No, it dried. Oh. But it didn't dry like fucking chalky or like, yeah, weird or anything. Yeah. It just disappeared. Like sometimes after lube, like you, yeah, still feel kind of slidey or your butt, it was just gone. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I was just staring at this kind of sore exactly. The fuck? And it was so good. And like I went into work today tired. I was just tired because I was like, my God, this nigga changed my life again.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I mean that was good. And I've been having some good times, like just in terms of not just sex, but like in my relationship, things are being good. Like I posted on social media, like we were trying to like kind of be off the radar for a little bit, but I posted and he was just like really receptive to it. And it feels like, oh yeah, you know, we're doing this and we're talking. There was a bit of a rough patch for a little bit because of the fact that it's just like hard to communicate in relationships and hard to communicate in general. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just like want to be by yourself and you're like, no, I can't like leave another person on the line. Yeah. So there was that. But like, I think we've gotten past that. And obviously the sex is not an issue anymore. But personally, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just like working all the time and I'm excited to finally be going on vacation because it's, yes, going to be, oh my God. It's just like, it's just been nonstop working. And then I know that as soon as I land on the plane, when I come back, I have school the next day.
Yeah.
I have school in the morning the next day. Yeah. But I'm like, it's also exciting because it's the last semester.
That's, yeah, it. I was thinking about
not,
that today.
I'm not going back.
Yeah.
I'm not going back, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the education masters or whatever. I can't do it. Not for right now anyway. But my plans for the rest of the summer is like really, I've really, really, really been trying to hone in on self-care. And just making sure that I'm good and I feel like I'm getting better. And I felt like for a long time when I first started trying to focus on what self-care is, I felt kind of like a baby just like stumbling around and just like, oh, I think I'm supposed to do stereotypical things and da 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 da.
A bath.
to have a bath with lavender, you will instantly feel like a 35-year-old rich white woman. And it didn't work like that. I didn't feel like I was on the cover of Health and Living magazine. I felt like I was sitting in a bath that my stomach was floating out of and my knees were floating out of. And it was like, you know, but like I told myself I was going to start reading more. So I've been reading more. I've been like going out. I've been taking walks. I think a big thing for me was I was realizing that I wasn't. And I didn't want to say this because of the fact that like a lot of people are looking at me and they're like, oh my God, she's losing weight. Like, I'm so proud of her and da, 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 da. But I feel like for the sake of just being as transparent as possible as we are on this show, it's been something that I've been struggling with. I've been losing weight. I've been gaining the weight back. I've been losing it. I've been gaining it back. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was becoming something that I was losing the fun and also like the reason why I was doing it, which was to be healthy, and it was becoming another obsession. And I realized something about myself that I'm like, I obsess over shit partly because I wanted to be perfect and partly because of the fact that like I am just when I want something, it's all I can think about. And like I've always wanted to be healthier and always wanted to look a certain way and always wanted that aesthetic and feeling like, I don't know, I've always felt like my life would be somehow complete once I've reached a certain weight. And to me, being in the 240s was something that I couldn't believe that would happen to me. I haven't been in the 240s since high school, probably like right as soon as I started high school. And I thought like, yo, it was going to be some like big moment. And it's just like, I'm here and it doesn't feel like anything. And I knew that that was a problem because it was just like, I'm here and like, the birds aren't outside chirping louder. They aren't doing anything. And I realized that I was becoming quickly obsessed with it to the point like every day I was stepping on the scale. And one day I stepped on the scale and it looked like I gained 7 pounds. Basically, the scale said I gained 7 pounds. And like it was like my whole world was shattering. And I was like, I'll never do it. Like, it's just like, I'm not doing it right. I don't know what I'm not doing right. Da, 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 da. I was just beating myself up about it. And like my sister, who I'm never really vulnerable with. I love her. She supports me in a lot of ways. But she has admitted herself that emotions is not her thing because she has her own things going on. And like, she's just like, I can't carry that emotional burden. And I understand that. So I don't go to her for stuff like that. But like, I was on my way to work and I had just like been finished crying in my room. And like, I couldn't like just suck it up. Like, you know, normally I can just suck it up and keep moving, but I was just like, fuck, like, this is shitty, you know, because you have to eat for the day and you just feel like, damn, I fucked up again. And she was like, you don't see it. Like, she was like, you're trying hard. People, like, respect you. People think about this stuff. And I feel like I'm letting everybody down because everyone's like, you're my inspiration. Da-da-da-da. Like, I'm not even inspiring myself. What do you mean? But it made me realize that, like, it doesn't have to be something super complicated. It doesn't have to be something that the whole world revolves around. And you don't have to beat yourself up about, like, I guess, like, all the corny shit that you see is, like, you're not the scale, you're not the number on the scale, blah, blah, blah. It's important to remember that because literally 2 days later, I stepped on the scale and I was, like, back to the weight that I was before I thought I lost the 7 pounds. It was literally because I kept checking the fucking scale every day and that's what the problem was. But it also was a reality check. It was like, okay, this is something quickly going from something that's supposed to be helping you to something that's hurting you even more. Again, there's something else that's like you're obsessing over and all that type of stuff. So I have a number to a therapist. So I'm thinking that I might have to stop trying to self-diagnose shit and start like really just go to a fucking professional. But also it's making me realize that there are other things that are important. And there are other things that I want to build on and become and be known for and be focused on rather than, oh, you're losing weight. And like, cause that could take how long? And I don't want that to be every day. And just like, I don't know, being better. And I don't mean it. Like, I think that I've come far enough that I'm not sitting here saying like, oh my God, I'm depressed. Like I have my moments, but at the same time, I feel like I'm definitely getting better and I'm focusing on more positive things. And I feel good. I mean, I did have the best sex of my life yesterday, so that's a positive thing. Thank you. Shout out to Fuck Water, you know. If you're trying to send a case over, I'll probably use it. And I do have a good support system. I have you guys. I have my boyfriend who I just found that but we finally had the conversation. I'm not in an open relationship, y'all. I'm not. I know. I'm like, it's not a boo because like I'm not in an open relationship. But at the same time, it's just like I barely have sex like with my boyfriend. Yeah. To think about making a whole like rotation is just like, nah, maybe in 10 years, you know, when I'm trying to get on my freaky side again, but I'm gonna live through y'all. But yeah, you know,
living through Samantha,
living through y'all. But there's other ways. I mean, I feel like I'm good because the person I have is open-minded and mm-hmm. he's there at the parties and he's like, he was sick that day and he was just like, yo, I'm here. And like, mm-hmm. as soon as I saw him, I just gave him this big ass hug and I was like, thank you for coming. And he was just like, yo.
He did the squat pose with me.
Yeah, he did. He did. And he's a very, very introverted person. And as I'm learning, I think I thought that he was like more extroverted because that's how he comes off when you first meet him. Like when I first met him, he was just putting on this facade. But he's just like, nah, like this is a lot for me. And when I find out that it's a lot for him, I respect it more because we're communicating. I'm like, yo, this is a lot. You're in a room full of people. And like for him, he's like, I'm going to mingle. So like even when I saw that he was taking a photo with you, I was like, that was a lot for him. It was. Yeah, so I was like, and he was just like, it's nice. You know, like when I think about like make the coloring book for people, I'm like that Bryce would like something like that because yeah. that's the type of person he is. So I think that I think when I thought I wasn't in an open relationship that I'd be missing out on something, quote unquote. But I feel like he's always surprising me in the sense that like he's very open-minded and we talk about this whole shit all the time and we just be gossiping like two fucking he's cool. He's cool and you guys are cool. So yeah, I mean I think we're good. I think I just wanted y'all to know that like I know I post a lot of shit and I'm being inspirational because I want to be inspirational with you guys and I know everybody who's slid in my DMs and just like, you know, I needed this today. I needed that day too, and that's why I'm posting it. Mm-hmm. I'm posting it not because I'm fucking owning that shit and every day is easy and every day I'm like, yes, be positive. I'm posting it because, and I say it to you guys so you know, but I want the new people like who read it, like I'm saying it because that's what I needed today. And I love that you guys are responding to me saying I needed this today. And I'm saying we're on this fucking journey together. Mm-hmm. And I have so many people from this show who are contacting me and like telling me that they're proud of me. And I'm like, thank you because you guys are helping me be proud of me. So That's the summer goals is to be a better Rodecca, Ro-Ro, sometimes Rebecca, apparently, mm-hmm. Rodex, you know, and yeah, get some more fuck water because that shit was lit. And I'm going to keep talking about it because that shit was lit.
You can definitely work yes. on that.
That shit is spit times 12.
I will put in like a good note for Uber Lube. Definitely also try Uber Lube. It's yes. a different consistency, you know, but it's also a very nice consistency.
I haven't gotten to that point yet. That's the only reason why. I'm definitely not knocking any Uber Lube at all.
Yeah.
I have to try it. So you know what? That's also a summer goal.
Yes.
I'm trying Uber Lube.
Yeah.
Vacation sex is always lit.
The Hex condoms, there was like a big dick condom that they sent to us mm-hmm. and like an average dick condom. And those are true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm looking like, okay. I'm picking it up, Sam.
We put the big dick condom on. And it was like, oh, that was nice. Ready for round two. And then we put the regular dick condom on and it didn't fit. It's really for just regular dicks. So, you know, stay in your lane. It's okay if you have a regular dick. But, you know, if you're using the Lilo, stay in your lane.
You use the Lilo, stay in your lane.
Yeah. That was
They gotta
cool.
make that a slogan.
Nice. Yeah. Anyway,
Sam went into a far off fucking place. Are you back now?
And that's just like I got a text.
My God.
Back of the day.
Yes.
All right. So we. As we said early on the top of the show, we are taking a break.
Yeah, man.
I'm taking a break.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And Sam's the only person who deserves to be tired, so why am I tired? I'm tired. Shit. So
there's no deserving in tiredness. We can all be tired. Man. It's a democratized tired space. Yeah, so what do we expect on this break?
Yeah, we're taking a break, but don't think we are going to just leave you high and dry. We are down with OPP, Other People's Podcast. Well, yes. Other People's Platforms. Other people's platforms. Yeah. And we will be on other people's platforms, shows, panels, whatever the fuck you slide into our Gmail about. We will be doing that. So, and we will be dropping those links, those dates, whatever, on Instagram, on Twitter. So to stay tuned and see where you can find us. And for updates, we will always be on IG stories. There will be posts. There will be Facebook. We will let you know what we're doing.
And if you want us on your show, hit us up, igpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love a good show. Give me tequila. Bitch.
Yeah. I'm yours. We will be rolling out event photos. Will we?
Yes.
We will be rolling out event photos. So you heard us talk about how great it was. You will see the actual proof.
Follow Sabla the Shooter for some photos, but it's going to be on our page a lot too.
Our Instagram and our Facebook, facebook.com/InterHoeUprising.
And then we will be back in September in September to talk our shit. Some upcoming topics will be cut queening.
I see the excitement from Sam. Oh my God. It's been years in the making.
Yeah. We'll be talking STI prevention, important, prenatal health, and doulas for queer, trans, intersex people of color, and
Pro-Ho University. That's yes, coming up.
Yeah, like we yeah. have a lot coming up for y'all, so mm-hmm. don't think, well, they are going on vacation, you know, they are going to be honing it up, but
never sleep.
We'll come back with that heat. So
yeah. Yeah. And also, if you have episodes ideas and suggestions and think you might be a good guest for something other than like, yo, I'm trying to be on your show, just have a suggestion and we would love to have you. Mm-hmm. But you have to have a suggestion. Okay.
And that's IHUpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so on Twitter at InterHoeUprising without the G, and on Instagram at InterHoeUprising with the G. And if you want to follow our personal accounts, my account is Rebby or Not on Instagram and Twitter. I'm not on Facebook anymore or Snapchat because we don't do that shit.
We don't do that shit no more, B. Slam Rid Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm at Hey A Cool Girl on Instagram and Twitter.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
In September.
Have a good Labor Day. Oops.
Bye.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.